We all just want to be seen, to be heard, and to know that we matter, to know that we are loved. And I think that is sort of the element of leadership that we're missing, is that behind every ideology, there's actually a human being.
The Worth Report, featuring Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
My goal really as a journalist and as the director of this series is just to get people talking, you know, just get them engaged and raise their level of awareness. You learn a lot from that.
We'll take a look at the past, present, and future of the financial landscape and discuss how it affects you, your family, the world around you, and most importantly, your retirement.
Later on in that afternoon, it was very interesting. I talked to a truck driver named Dave who was had a completely different view. He wondered why people didn't work. You know, he'd worked since he was 13, and so it was just amazing to listen to all these views. And yet he still loved his children, and he still sought the same things Dory wanted. He was just coming at it from a different angle.
This is The Worth Report. Now, here are your hosts, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
Good Saturday. Welcome to The Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, along with Glenn Wright, founder and president of Worth Financial. Each week, our brand promise is that we will bring you news that you can immediately use to manage your financial planning and offer commentary on local, national, and global events that affect your ability to sustain your financial future. How are you doing this morning, Glenn?
Doing great, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It is Women's History Month.
Yes, it is.
And we're very excited about it. Glenn, you and I, we've got a great history in terms of how we think about our mothers and what
That's right.
we learned about life. And it's so important. And so today we have two very, very special guests. Molly Barker, founder of Red Boot Coalition, also better known for having established Girls on the Run. And Sarah Batista, founder of Stories to Inspire, a film production company, and also former WBTV TV journalist. So we're very excited to have you here. So this is what we're going to do. You know, each week we come and we have different kinds of shows. We talk about issues of financial planning and issues that will help individuals sustain their financial future. What we also understand in this climate, that there's a bit of fear going on with the economy. And you guys are in a very important mission to bring about real, honest, critical conversations about issues that matter. Tell us a little bit about Red Boot Coalition.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's fear around everything, not just money. Like, we're just polarized by our fear. So I worked with something called the Commission for Political Reform for a couple years in Washington, D.C. The task of that group was to figure out how we could get our leaders to speak more civilly. At the end of those 2 years, I left feeling very frustrated and even a little bit cynical, and I'm not a cynical sort of person.
Sure.
So it didn't feel like we had accomplished much. So I decided I would go to Americans and just ask them, what do you think is going on with all this us and them? So I traveled around the country, interviewed hundreds of people, and came back with a very simple idea that at the core, we all just want to be seen, to be heard, and to know that we matter, to know that we are loved. And I think that is sort of the element of leadership that we're missing, is that behind every ideology, there's actually a human being.
Wow, that's powerful and well stated. Mm-hmm. So Sarah, tell us about your engagement in this whole process.
Well, I come from a TV reporting background, so I love telling stories. I left 2.5 years ago to start Stories to Inspire, my film production company, and the goal was to work with nonprofits to help them get their messages out and increase engagement and support. And so I met Molly right before I left WBTV. Actually, she had not started Red Boot yet, and I was getting ready to start Stories to Inspire. We were both introduced in a panel for young girls. We were speaking to young girls. And so we just sort of connected, and we kept bumping into each other over the years. And so a couple of months ago, we started talking. I sent her a text, and I was like, hey, you know, what about going across the country and filming it? What do you think about that? And
what was your response?
But I was like, yes. So it was like taking what I had done in 2014 and then being able to capture that on film and share with Americans the stories of people. And It, I mean, like, there's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So yeah. She, because she had already done it. She'd gotten into it. What were you driving, a red?
I was doing a Mustang convertible. But that was having, you know, just because I could. But we won't be using a Mustang convertible on this
trip. We're actually going to be taking an RV. So the goal or the concept that we've come up with is to take 8 people, including ourselves, and 3 people from the Red Boot team and 3 crew members from Stories to Inspire, put them in an RV, travel around the country, stop at 11 cities, and host these meetings, these Red Boot meetings, and get, you know, a conversation going, really encourage people to start listening. That's the whole point. I think when we get people to listen, we grow. You know, we grow because we're hearing what we're actually listening to what they're saying. And so we want to capture those stories and put it into a documentary series. So that's what we're working on.
How exciting is that? Mm-hmm. So when you think about the genesis of this idea, was there one, what I call a sort of strategic inflection point, an issue that sent you over the edge and out to do this work?
Yes. And I will cry. I mean, I will tell you that I met so many amazing people on this trip, right? And there was some magic happening. I think part of it was I had no agenda other than to listen. So I am an apolitical human being, and I just love people naturally. And I remember being in the Holiday Inn where I was staying, and I made a connection with the housekeeper there, and her name is Dory. And we just began to speak. And this woman shared with me from her heart the experience of trying to raise 2 boys on her own, trying to work a minimum wage job for her entire life, what it was like. And at the very end, she said, you know, and these were her words, what people want, what they all want, is to be seen, to be heard, and to know they're loved. And from that moment forward, the trip changed. It wasn't necessarily about the polarization of politics. It was the polarization of people. And I you know, later on in that afternoon, it was very interesting. I talked to a truck driver named Dave, who had a completely different view. He wondered why people didn't work. You know, what's up with people not working? And it had been his experience that, you know, he'd worked since he was 13. And so it was just amazing to listen to all these views. And yet he still loved his children, and he still sought the same things Dory wanted. He was just coming at it from a different angle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I asked that question. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I find pretty challenging today, that regardless of what political, you know, perspective you have, they both want to be heard. And obviously, though, some have different ways of being heard. They're louder, let's say, or, you know, or quieter. But then there are groups of people who simply don't have voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this is so exciting on so many levels. Just really, really powerful. So at the end of the day, when you look at this, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I know with Red Boot, what I'm hoping to accomplish, besides world peace, which, you know, well past my lifetime. What I'm hoping is that we begin to have dialogue that's way beneath the surface about these common human things, these experiences that we have as shared human beings on this earth. But the trip, I'm going to let Sarah talk about the outcomes for that.
Yeah, my goal really as a journalist and as the director of this series is just to get people talking, you know, just get them engaged and raise their level of awareness and really hear the stories that I, as a journalist, have gotten to hear over the years, just going into different people's homes, talking to different people from all walks of life. You learn a lot from that. And I wish a lot of other people had that same opportunity, and they will get that opportunity through this documentary series that we're producing, because they're going to hear the stories from Americans around the country. And there's a reason why they feel the way they feel, and it's because of, you know, their own personal story. That's the one thing that we all have that is unique to ourselves, is our story. And so that's what we're going to be hearing from people around the country and finding out, you know, the answers to some of these questions that Red Boot asks in these meetings. And Molly can talk a little bit about that. But how powerful would it be, you know, for us to go into a prison and ask prisoners, you know, why do you matter? You know, that's powerful to hear what they would say. And so that's some of the concept of what we'll be producing in this series.
Outstanding.
You've spoken with many people. I guess something that I know the listeners want to know, and I would want to know as well, What are the greatest fears? Is there any common thread that you're hearing? Mm-hmm. If you could speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, and again, I can only share my experience, what I heard. So I'm going to only represent myself in that answer.
Exactly.
But what I heard is fear, generally, of wanting protection for our children. Mm. Fear of our livelihoods. Fear of just survival, right? We just need water and a roof and things like that. But it's even greater. It's like a fear of being loved, you know, of being abandoned. Mm. So it sort of varies, but at the deepest fear, I think, is that we don't matter. Mm. And those are the unheard, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And then interestingly, I've done these Red Boot meetings with people who have great wealth. And when you ask, why do you matter? They're confused by that question.
Mm.
Because they've been, you know, grown or raised to think I matter because of the things. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a hard question, too. So really, it's interesting that when we look at why we matter across all these spectrums, it's very similar. And so I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I'm seeing and hearing now, particularly in this presidential election, there are stereotypes that are being used. There's different, so one might call dog whistle sort of comments being placed. So how do you sort of neutralize that and sort of make sense out of that for people without blaming?
Yes. So do you want to answer that? Because I'll leap, but you go.
I can start it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it just starts. It starts with listening, and it starts with trying to understand each other and get to the root of the issue before we can even start talking about the politics and the us and them and all of this. It goes deeper than that, and I think that's what Red Boot is trying to get to is. What are the feelings, the thoughts, the stories beneath all of that? Why are we feeling angry and frustrated and scared? And I think that's what Molly's goal, ultimate goal is with a lot of the questions that come up in these Red Boot meetings. And I mean, there's some great questions like, why do you feel the need to be right all the time?
Mm.
You know, like that one hit me. I'm like, you know, or, you know, how are you?
I bet you that was probably directed toward a guy.
I've felt that way before. You know, I think we all sometimes feel like we need to be right. But why? Why do we feel that way? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's very powerful what these meetings are going to be doing and how people are going to be sharing and what they're going to be hearing. I think they're going to learn a lot from this.
Well, I'm impressed with your what I might call your theory of practice. You have this 11-step, you know, inspired. Talk about that.
I'll talk about it in an experience that I had. So one thing that I believe these steps do, it's a process, it's a practice, it's a way of being, it's a way of leading. You know, my hope is that we begin to reframe leadership so that it becomes more about a listening practice without an agenda. That's right. How we learn. That's how I learn. But it's also about developing trust between people. So I was at a speaking engagement, and I'm just going to go for it with you
Please.
Guys. So I had an audience full of people, and I was explaining this trip that I'd been on, you know, and I talked to hundreds of people. And at the end, I said to the audience, what do you think of that? And somebody said, inspiring. Somebody said, courageous. And there was a young black male in the room. I'm white, just for your audience listeners, if you could tell.
And, I didn't know that. Thank
you. For the people that can't see me. And so this young black male said, when I said, what do you think of this trip? He goes, white privilege. And there I am in front of an audience with, you know, 100 people. And I was like, gulp, right? Gulp. But what these steps do is this isn't about being afraid. It's assuming positive intent of another human being. So I looked at him and I just sat in front of this room. For some reason, that scares me and that hurts. And he said, well, I didn't mean to hurt you. You asked. And so the two of us began to have this dialogue about what does that mean to him and then how it felt to me. And he, this young man, Patrick Ward, has become one of my dear friends. He's now on the board of Red Boot. So what it's about to me is developing that kind of trust where I assume that the other person is coming to me with positive intent. I don't know how else we're going to have these conversations.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a profound experience that shapes right, the direction you're comfortable going in, right?
It's shaped the direction for me,
correct,
for sure, and for many of the audience, majority of the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop when he made that
right.
statement, and how brave of him.
Right, exactly.
He was
exactly.
in the minority by a large set in that room and brought
right.
it up. So mm-hmm. while we're not having those conversations mm-hmm. in Red Boot meetings, mm-hmm. that's the outcome. Mm-hmm. People leave the meetings with a bit more courage.
Mm-hmm. So here in Charlotte,
yeah.
You've heard about the social mobility report. And here we are, 50 out of 50 cities that is dead last in social economic mobility. That is to say that if you were born 10 years ago, the chances that you born poor, the chances that you move up social economically are very limited. In fact, the least possible in the city of Charlotte in our country. So you have lots of leaders in the city, organizations coming together, having these conversations, and now analyzing the problem and trying to come up with solutions. Within all of that are issues of class, race, poverty. How do you participate in that dynamic?
So I'm always looking for the little crack,
mm-hmm.
The crack that, when lovingly entered, isn't frightening to other people, right? So one of the things that we're doing is the YMCAs have been very engaged in this dialogue, trying to build bridges. So Patrick, the gentleman of whom I just spoke, he and a fellow named Gilbert Brown are going to begin hosting Red Boot meetings at the Stratford Richardson Y. And the idea is to bring the people together to begin to create this sort of trust. And my experience has been that once I have seen, I can't unsee. So once I've had a relationship and I've seen what other people are experiencing, I can't pretend it's not there anymore. And that's a lot of what draws me to this. That's the crack. I think once we begin to see the life of another human being, it becomes mm-hmm. very difficult to pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
So building the bridge must start in these little small encounters. And then my hope is, of course, that it will grow out from there.
You know, when I think about the upcoming conversations you guys are going to have about this particular issue and the notion of sensitizing people, right? Once you've seen it, mm-hmm. you have a sort of a notion that you'll act on it. But on some level, there is a sort of comfortableness with what many of us call it sort of economic violence that's going on in people's lives. Poverty is not just a state of mind, it's a state of being, and things like bad things are happening to people, while oftentimes we're thinking about the issue. So part of what we do here at the show is to provide practical solutions to people that it can handle not only their financial planning, but also ways to sort of sustain, their world. So as you kind of move forward, how are you thinking about this question of poverty in terms of how talk to me about that. What's your sense of that? How do you talk about that?
Yeah, and I'll be transparent in that is not an area of strength for me. I do know mm-hmm. that giving people tangible tools on how to tangible tools on how to get out from poverty are necessary. And we also need to look at the systems that continue and perpetuate and make that triply, quadruply hard for people. And so Red Boot, I'm hoping, will address that in a personal way. While the tangible tools, I don't have them. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. I would defer to you guys for that.
Yes.
So,
And we'd like to be involved going forward. I think it'd be kind of exciting,
that'd be cool,
to say the least.
I will tell you, I've been excited to have you on the show. When I look at the Red Boot Coalition, I think about a way to bridge trust. Mm-hmm. And every decision that we make has an economic impact. Everything you do. And I think about, we talked about this on the show a few weeks ago, about a business owner. And it was all Caucasian group. And all their customers were Caucasian as well. And there was no diversity. And we asked the owner of the company, well, why not get some other groups in here so you can make more money? Because they were selling arts and crafts. So everybody buys arts and crafts. And she never thought about it, but also didn't know who to really talk to. How do I engage in those conversations? How do I approach someone? So when I thought about this, I thought about her. And this is a way to actually help economically and bring about change because it brings trust. So that's why I'm saying, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, but I totally appreciate that. So it's got to start somewhere.
Exactly. Well, starting here.
Yeah. You know, Molly and I, we're very different.
Yeah.
Right. This has brought us together, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Molly, as she said, was white.
Okay. She's not white anymore?
She's not white. She was white. No.
And it is a state of mind in many cases. And we can talk about that on another show.
Right.
But please go ahead.
She is white. And she, you know, she's... Do you want to share your age?
I'm 55.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're going to say I'm old, which
no,
is fine.
No, no, she's, no. She's, you know, cool. But she's in a different demographic than I am. I'm 36. I'm Hispanic, Puerto Rican. And so, you know, we come from two different worlds. Mm-hmm. And so, but at the root of this, we have the same goal and the same heart for what we're trying to do. And that is what connected us when we met 2.5 years ago on that panel and continues to bring us together to reach a wide and broad audience. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, just kind of get everybody connected through the stories that we're going to be telling, the questions that we're asking.
Well, you represent two very powerful and influential demographic, as you know, and also will weigh heavy in this new election coming up. So what you're doing, what you're representing is extraordinary. We just so applaud what you're doing. So how can we learn more about what you're doing? How can we stay in tune with what you're doing?
And also, look, I'm a financial wealth manager, so I'm thinking about how can people give and support your cause as well. So if you can also let us know and let the listeners know how they can actually give and be a part of this.
Okay. So we have launched a campaign to raise $240,000 on Indiegogo. That's how much it's going to cost us to, you know, for the production of this series, which we're going to be releasing one episode a week leading up to the election. And those episodes are based off of those 30 days of us going around the country and stopping in 11 different cities. So, but in order to do this, we need the $240,000 to make it happen. And so we've launched a campaign on Indiegogo. And if anyone wants to donate, it launches on March 7th, Monday, March 7th. And they can go to the redbootcoalition.org and it will sort of redirect them to the Indiegogo campaign. But it's also tax deductible because it's going to the Red Boot. So any donations are tax deductible. And the cool thing, there is one other cool thing people will get. If Molly wants to talk about the wild card in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and it's actually called the Generosity Campaign platform. It's from Indiegogo. It's just their nonprofit crowdsourcing platform. So we are the city or community that has the most contributors, not the highest contribution number, but has the most contributors, we're calling our wild card city. They will be one of our stops. So we're going to stop and conduct these town hall Red Boot meetings where we get people, oh, it's going to be so beautiful from all walks of life to come together and answer these questions. And then we'll highlight two or three individuals from those communities really to go deep into their stories and share them on the miniseries.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, we hope that we can eventually find a distributor and get this thing out there into a broader audience. We don't know. We just don't know. We're trusting the process.
That's right. Outstanding. That's right. You have to have faith and trust the process.
We're trusting the process, but the more people that can watch, the more people that will learn and have their hearts and minds opened.
Incidentally, what cities are you going to?
We don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Because we're waiting for that wild card.
I see.
And that will sort of determine the route. So, see, we are truly trusting the process.
We do know that we want to start in Charlotte, and we want to be in D.C. at some point. So we know those two cities for sure.
Got it.
And so then we're just, the wild card, will, like she said, will determine our route.
D.C. definitely needs to feel the Red Boot love.
Clearly.
And we didn't get to talk about the reason behind the Red Boot. Did you talk about that already? Why it's called the Red Boot Coalition?
When I was on the trip, I did an experiment with the days that I wore the red boots, people were more inclined to talk with me. It was like they were conversation starters. They talked to me first. You know, I'd be like, oh, girl, I like your boots. And then suddenly they were talking to me, right? So, you know, it's this lost art. We've all gotten so caught up in our smartphones and stuff, we don't really talk anymore. Just little simple things, so... That's why it's the Red Boot Coalition.
Wow.
I love it.
Isn't that something? Well, listen, this has been a wonderful time. Thank you guys so much for being here, both
you,
Molly and Sarah.
Thank
you so much. This has been educational and as well as empowering.
Thank you so
much. And so we thank you for that.
Thank you.
giving you financial news you can use.
This is The Worth Report
with Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
When I say the word future, what do you think about? Your kids? Your retirement? For me, I wanted security and comfort. Then I met Glenn Wright with Worth Financial, and that's what I got. Security and comfort. Glenn is a real financial advisor. He walks you through every step of your financial future and gives you a plan that will work for you. So do what I did. Pick up the phone and call Worth Financial, 704-731-0121, or simply log on to their website at worthadvisors.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. For financial news you can use and for some security and comfort, get in touch with Worth Financial today.
Financial news you can use. This is The Worth Report. Now, back to your host, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
Welcome back to The Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, here with Glenn Wright. Glenn, I learned a lot about the Red Boot Coalition. And, you know, I also learned a lot about courage and managing fear. These ladies have a heck of a journey ahead of them. 11 cities, having tough conversations. But, you know, there was something really to be learned about how courageous you have to be to manage your finances.
You know, for me, Nick, it really hit home because I think about being open with money. You may have friends or colleagues or coworkers. You talk about everything under the sun, but you don't talk about your finances. That's the private part because of fear, the fear of how your neighbor or coworker or family member may perceive you or what they may want from you. And sometimes it prohibits us from moving forward to make the best decisions financially, to get the best people around us. For instance, when we think about fears, living paycheck to paycheck. What if you're living paycheck to paycheck, and as I'm sure there's probably some listeners that may be doing that, then what are you going to do differently? But if you don't know what to do, then you should talk to somebody. So not being afraid to speak with a wealth advisor or someone that you know who's just done well with their finances, to ask them, what have you done to do well? How can you help me? People are in debt. So the fear of even dealing with that, you know, I've been in meetings where people say that we get these bills and we just put them to the side and we'll deal with it later. But to be able to deal with debt and ultimately how to get out of debt, if you don't know how to get out, talk to somebody who will. And the other fear is just overall the fear of never having financial independence. To feel like you'll never be able to walk away from your job. But if you have a plan in place, then you can do that. If you don't mind, then some people need it, some people don't. But sometimes we need a coach. We need someone who's going to hold us accountable. And they're a fear for that. That's why we're here doing the show. That's what we do at our firm each and every day, to try to help people to make the right decisions in a very comfortable atmosphere.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And much about this show is acknowledging that the discussion about finances can be intimidating and cause a natural anxiety and, yes, fear. And that's why I think the Worth Report is of value. But when I also think about this idea of fear of never being able to retire, you know, retirement to some people perhaps looks like simply sitting back and, you know, reaping the wonderful idea you had 30 years in a job and you're financially independent. For some people, retirement might mean working differently and working smart. And so making sense out of that, making sense out of what retirement looks like. Mm-hmm. People retire several times.
That's true.
Right?
That's
Isn't that interesting? And that was unthought of at one time. So you could still be productive, but you have to plan in terms of what that period in your life is going to look like. You know, Glenn, a lot of what we're talking about right now can be, it's referenced from a great article. It's called America's Three Biggest Money Fears and How to Overcome Them. And it's in GoBankingRates.com. And it really lists all of these fears and essentially how to overcome them.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been another great show, Glenn.
Yes.
This is just absolutely wonderful. I want to thank Molly Barker and Sarah Batista for joining us. Thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for your courage again.
Molly, give us your website one more time.
Sure. The website is www.theredbootcoalition.org, and our email is info@theredbootcoalition.org.
Thanks, Molly. If you want to learn more about anything you've heard today, go to worthadvisors.com or pick up the phone and call 704-731-0121. Have a great week.